are keeping the arts alive today with Usikhangiso Sithole, who portrays the character of Princess Hletshiwe, Inkosatana Lenhle, nalethobekile kakhulu. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you, Mama. Ngiyabonga, unjani?
Siyaphila unjani wena?
Hayi, ngiphilile nami. Ngiyajabula kuwa nani.
I think first off, congratulations on your role as Princess Hletshiwe in Shaka Ilembe Season 2. I think that is such a big deal. Now, another big deal, I think particularly for the Swati people, is that Shaka Ilembe introduces the Swati royal lineage for the very first time in the Shaka Ilembe universe. And as someone born and raised in Eswatini, what does it mean to you personally to portray Swati royalty on such a big platform?
To be honest, because to be cast us with this, it means a lot. And banning lababugi lelobuti ingabe utokwentakahle yini. So at the same time, kwangijabulisa kakhulu because bekusho ukuthi ngiyethembakile for this.
Absolutely, I agree with that. I mean, I watched it last week and I was totally blown away. You are doing such a wonderful job. And I think it's so important to have Swati representation because we haven't had much of that on our television screens. Whether you are an actress, a presenter, it really doesn't matter, but we don't have enough of that. And to see people like yourself who love their culture embrace that on such a big platform is a wonderful thing. Take us through your audition journey and how it felt for the very first time when you were told that you're going to be in such a major historical drama. What did that feel like for you?
Yeah, to be honest, na manje ngisenako ukuphuza ukuthi yimi lo nambamba. But here we are. So it was an open audition. Abitelwa khona Eswatini, so the production went to Eswatini. They hosted the auditions. I went there, and ngathi mangimbuka Hletshiwe, I was like, this is me. This is me. This is my role. So mangiyaka audition, vele ngiyakuthi, okay, angathi nangahlale ngayiphole role, angathi singabe kwentikeni. And to my surprise, vele ngayiphola. So like ngathi bona ukuthi somehow kukhona lokuba lokufanana na Hletshiwe. So yeah. And nalokuthi ke i-production ihambe iye kangwane, babone ukuthi bangasebenzisana nemaswati, it means a lot to us, and we are really grateful, and siyabonga na kuwo emakhosi ukuthi they allowed ukuthi kwenzeke lokhu.
No, absolutely. What does it feel like, though, to have people kind of pat you on the back? I know last week was the first episode where we were introduced to the Swati lineage, but what does it feel like to have your peers in the industry, to have people who have watched pat you guys on the back, especially Emaswati, pat you guys on the back and say siyabonga for representing us so well?
I really felt special, but honored most, because lona ngumsebenzi lomkhulu kakhulu. And nami bengithi nangenze lapha ni cautious all the time that I don't want to mess this up. So I am happy to see the reaction le khona, which obviously it happened well, and it means ukuthi nabo bayang supporter in the whole thing. So I am really grateful to everyone who is supporting me.
Sure. And working with the team as well, I wonder, because you get a lot of people on our social media platforms who are part of Shaka Ilembe who talk about the intensity that you guys would feel on set, because it is such a deeply rooted cultural show. What was it like working with the team, particularly under the guidance of cultural advisors like Prince Sicelo? Did you learn anything new about your Swati heritage?
Of course, of course. I learned a lot. Because we couldn't think for the money long at Nagi until we were in a position that could finally eat the bone. This is why I know this. Oh, Kugaso, Kugaso. Okay, in Nanja, for instance, the Abole Patile, Yeriki, so I went Shana.
Yeah.
I always told myself this in a what it is, I mean. But nase sekuyiwa ku training ngathola ukuthi kukhona le simfo letincane bengingadinaki lebenitshela ukuthi ngiyakukhona for instance kuphatha kwehawu nje ngitshela ukuthi ngilibamba kahle kanti ngilibamba ngesandla lesirong yabo simfo leti kanjalo mhlawumbe nekuphakanyiswa kwemukhwa nangigisa ngitshela ukuthi ngibambe kahle kanti yabo so kuningi le simfo lebengitifunza ukuthi oh. So kubalulekile vele lokuthi pay attention to culture. Yeah.
We're running out of time and there's so much we have to talk about, but very last thing before I let you go. What can we expect from Princess Letiwe's story as things heat up this season?
Okay. Letiwe, I think she's gonna stand up for all ladies, all women. I mean, Gwinyenti, Bantu Besifazane, Lababegana now, and I think they are going to relate to Ushekiwe, Lashangabegana now. But I think Stand Lastatile, they are going to be happy with it. With, yeah. I think Ushekiwe, when they are going to be, so yeah, they're going to be happy with Ushekiwe, with
Oh, we love that. Well, thank you very much for coming onto the show. Siyabonga kakhulu for the representation that you are putting out there on what it means to be a Swati person. We're very excited to see what's going to happen. Thank you very much for coming.
Oh, thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu. Yeah.
I love the mix of new and old songs. It's never boring.
It's hard to find words for how cool this is. Turn up.
This is Rise FM.
Oh, that was such a lovely